Hello, sister travelers. Well, can you believe we have come to the end of 2023? And I hope you had some great adventures in 2023. But the question is, have you planned anything for 2024 yet? And what are those plans? But the bigger question I get often is, how do you decide where to go? Well, I'm going to share today, there are five overarching ways that you can decide where to go for your travels. And so I want you to stay tuned and hear these five key points to help you decide where should you go in this upcoming year. Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. So every year I make a wish list, so to speak, or goals, if you like to look at it that way. And in one of my categories, I include fun travel adventure kind of things that I want to accomplish for the year. So if you are, you know, I'll just say a New Year's resolution person, or I prefer to say just a goal setter, then, you know, maybe you have things like that written down. But maybe you're still contemplating, you know, it's the end of 2023, you're getting ready for this new year. What do you want to accomplish as far as travel is concerned, or just some local fun adventures too in that category? So last year, well, 2023, I should say, I had some, you know, travel goals, of course, and I pretty much accomplished all those, which was great. And then 2024, I have started to create what I'd like to do in regards to travel this year. And if you have not done that, then maybe you can just write down, brainstorm of some ideas. But I'm going to give you five little action items, things that you could do to help you decide where to go this coming year. And this can just go for, it doesn't have to be for New Year's resolutions. This could be used at any time when you're trying to decide where to go in your travels. And I would say your number one thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to determine what type of traveler you are. So for me, I believe there are five different types of travelers out there. These are, again, overarching types of people. So I'll give you them real quickly here. Okay, so you can decide if you are one of these five, and there's, I call them subcategories within this, but these are overarching. Number one, are you the adventure traveler? Number two, are you more of the tourist, where you go to more of the tourist destinations? And in that case, you might, you know, stay in a hotel or an Airbnb. Or are you number three, the all-inclusive or luxury type of traveler? Number four, do you prefer the cultural immersion type of travel? And number five, are you more the budget traveler, like to plan your trips all by yourself? And usually you're staying at hostels or even camping for budget reasons. Those are just overarching, so you can decide kind of what type of traveler are you, because that will help you determine where you go. For example, if you are more of the all-inclusive traveler, like those luxury upgrades, you probably most likely will not want to do a trip that might involve camping, right? So, you know, just keeping those things in mind before you decide where you're going, right? So that would be one thing you would need to do. You need to determine what type of traveler you are. Number two, I think, is also key, kind of feeds from number one, is what is your motive or intention for the trip? Basically, I like to ask, what is your why? Why do you want to go in this season of your life, I should say? Because I am, you know, out of those five that I mentioned, I would say I'm probably, I could do four out of those five. I go back and forth, you know, depending on my mood or what season in my life. And so, you know, sometimes I want to go somewhere where it's very touristy. Other times I might want to do a budget. So it all depends on where I am in the season of my life. Maybe I want to just go spend some time at a beach and relax because that's what my body and mind need. So it just, you got to think about that. You know, what is your motive? What is happening in your life right now that travel would either feed it, you know, support it, but don't go in the opposite direction, meaning don't do something that you know in your heart is not right and doesn't feel right. It's not where you are in your life. Number three, you can look at popular destination lists. For example, Travel and Leisure has put out, you know, popular places to go in 2024. So you can find that list, you can Google it. And so they have a list of places that are usually pretty popular or becoming popular and that they're finding more people are going to. And so they'll put them on that list. So there's one for 2024 out already. You can go ahead and look that up and see if any of those places intrigue you. And maybe that's something you want to consider. Maybe it's a place you never even thought of. And maybe you want to add that to your list. Number four, you to decide where to travel. If budget is an issue, that's obviously going to probably limit or at least narrow down where you go, all right? Because there are some places that are obviously more expensive to travel to than others. For example, for a U.S. citizen to fly over to whether it's like the Fiji Islands or Australia or New Zealand, just we call it like the other side of the world for us, and even vice versa for them to come maybe to the U.S. Travel can be rather expensive, especially those flights. There's rarely, it's really hard to find inexpensive flights for that, you know, long trip. So, you know, maybe if budget is your issue right now in your life and you don't have the funds for, you know, some exotic travel or like an African safari, then that might determine again where you go and what is on your list. And number five, I like to use this to help me determine because I have so many places that I desire to go. And so I've created a little exercise, which I actually will share in January as a mini workshop. But what you could do, just a little tidbit from this workshop I'll be doing in January, is I create a destination dream bucket list. And one thing you can do with that is I would say just start with your top 10 places that are on your dream destination bucket list and start from there. And then you can start looking at each of those destinations, seeing which one is possible. Maybe again, you have some budget constraints this coming year, or maybe you have different motives or there's a different season in your life that you're experiencing. So that might kind of determine where out of those 10 places you have listed would make sense for you this coming year. So sisters, that's a great place to start. If you are struggling, I get that question a lot. Well, how do you decide where to travel? I would start with these five key points, work through them, write things down. When we write things on paper, obviously it's kind of solidifies kind of what's in our brain and it's visible. We're, you know, most of us are visual people and we see something written down. We also kind of look at that and hopefully make some efforts to, you know, move forward on that bucket list or that dream or motive that you have for your travel plans this coming 2024. Well, as I mentioned, I hope this list helps you. These five things can kind of get you moving in that direction to help you kind of solidify where you want to go. But if you're needing a little deeper dive in January, I'll be announcing a date soon. I'll be doing a mini workshop. I'll go a little live in my Facebook just to kind of give you a taste of it. But then I'll be offering that full workshop. It will also be not only how to decide where to travel, but it will give you some tips on also how to start planning that trip once you get to that point of deciding which place to go. So keep your ears open for that. I'll be announcing that date in January soon. But I also wanted to tell you, next week is Christmas, and I wanted to let you know I will be taking just that week off, but I will be back rearing and ready to go with obviously new content, more guests this coming year than I had last year, and I'll be back right after the new year. So if you do celebrate Christmas, I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you after the new year. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.